It's time for Live and Local, and from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks for tuning in today. It's great to spend a little time with you. The Empowerment Network transforms the economic condition and quality of life of African Americans, North Omaha residents, and citizens of Greater Omaha by building wealth, creating strong families, preparing successful children, and rebuilding thriving neighborhoods. That's a tall order, and Willie Barney is the president and founder of the Empowerment Network. Thank you, Willie, for joining me today.
I greatly appreciate the invitation. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Great to have you here. That is a wonderful mission statement. How did you come about establishing this organization, and then how do you achieve those goals?
Yeah, thank you. My wife and I moved to Omaha about 20 years ago. I was actually recruited here, worked at the Omaha World Herald as a strategic consumer marketing manager, and didn't take long to see that there are a lot of great things here in Omaha. But when you look across race and ethnicity, it's not always a shared experience. So after 16 years in the corporate sector, I left to work at my church for a couple of years, which led me to more community work. I worked at the church for a couple of years and then had a conversation with my wife about what could we do to have a more positive impact in the community, and launched the Empowerment Network by getting in my car for the summer of 2006 and talking to other African-American leaders about what the gaps are, what they saw as opportunities, and that led from the kitchen top conversation with my wife to 13 years later. We've worked with over 500 organizations, partnered with public institutions and major private institutions as well to try to move things forward in Omaha.
So how do you make contact with people at a grassroots level in order to make a difference?
So the original Empowerment Network plan was developed at a grassroots level with neighborhood residents, youth, and we continue to make that a major part of our process, community engagement. And then we also work with leaders from every sector, from CEOs to superintendent of schools, chief of police, and gang unit, you know, captains. We work with teachers, but we do it in a collaborative, collective way. So we facilitate, convene groups, work with them to develop strategies, and then we manage the back end as far as data, information, goals, helping to facilitate a common vision, and then how are we moving in that. For example, in the area of youth employment, we identified it as a top priority. We started in 2008 with 150 jobs that we connected youth to career exploration and jobs and internships. With the support of the city, the Lakin Foundation, United Way, and others, we've been able to grow that program from 150 youth on an annual basis to now 700 youth in the city that are exposed to career exploration, STEM, internships, and jobs. So each one of our areas, whether it's employment, education, entrepreneurship, housing, or violence prevention, there are institutional partners and there are grassroots leaders and residents that work with us on those strategies.
Would it be fair to say that the Empowerment Network is one of those organizations where it's kind of a one door leads to many solutions?
Absolutely. Our goal is to identify the strengths of various organizations from the Urban League, the Family Housing Advisory Services, OEDC, and others, Boys and Girls Club, and other organizations that are doing great work, bring them together and identify which area they're focusing on, help identify resources and opportunities for us to drive and further the vision, along with those partners like Omaha Public Schools or the police department or the mayor's office, and really convene all of those different sectors into one place.
You've got a couple of initiatives that are extremely active right now. Can you talk about those?
Sure. Step Up was the first one. We've worked, again, to grow from 150 jobs for youth up to 700. Our goal is to get up to 2,000 over the next 5 years. That's one called Step Up Omaha. Omaha 360 is our violence prevention initiative. It's being recognized really across the country. We've worked, this is pre-COVID, we've had a tough summer with things as far as unemployment and poverty and some other things directly impacting. But previous to that, we had 4 years of record lows regarding gun violence. And so that is a part of a collective impact partnership with the police department, with neighborhoods, with churches, and many other organizations working together on an aligned strategy, prevention, intervention, enforcement, and reentry. So again, we were able to, in 2017, 18, and 19, have the lowest level of gun violence and homicides in the city in over 25 years. And there are a few others that are more focused on economics. So we have what we call Advance Omaha. That is more focused on how do we create ownership in the community, how do we create wealth in the community, so that we're not having these same conversations 10, 15, 20 years from now. So we're partnering with CEOs to look at their leadership level, their board, their senior leadership, their advancement of African-Americans and North Omaha residents. What are the plans? How do we make sure that every organization in our city is more representative of the racial and ethnic demographics? And it's not just doing the right thing. Economically, there's data that shows when we have a city that is equitable, it will add an additional $4 billion of activity to the city. So we have a diversity plan under Advance Omaha, and we're working with CEOs to further those causes.
What's good for the community is good for the community as a whole.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we've seen. That's what the data has shown. And the interesting thing, after being at this for now 13 years, the areas where we have been able to form these collaborative efforts, align work around it, and then strategically invest, we've been able to show that we can reduce unemployment. For example, 21% when we first started for African Americans, we were able to get it down to 7% before COVID. So that's a significant decrease, a 74% decrease in gun violence, and a graduation rate that went from about 60% up to 81%. So we know that these strategies work, and now it's about strategically investing and expanding them, and that's a big part of why we're excited to see the work that you're doing to recognize the work of this month.
Willie, the Empowerment Network, as you look on the website, one of the things that impressed me most is you actually post a 7-step empowerment plan. Can you talk about that? Because these are very much actionable items that people can do or help other people in the community do in order to bring about positive change.
Yeah, so you asked me earlier about a question of do we work with organizations, do we work with individuals? We do both. A part of what makes the network different than other initiatives over the years is before we ask leaders or anyone else to do anything for us, we ask, what are we doing for ourselves? Are we volunteering to participate in our neighborhood associations? Are we going to school to help our children and mentor? Are we participating as individuals and as families to make a difference? Secondly, then the transformation plan or that 7-step plan takes each key area, economics, entrepreneurship, education and employment, and housing, revitalization, violence prevention, and health. Each of those areas make a holistic, comprehensive effort and strategy from a community-based level, adding to leaders' initiatives to really push the community forward in tangible, measurable ways. So whichever area you're interested in, whether it's employment, whether it's helping to support and grow businesses, working in neighborhoods to help reduce gun violence, improving the health of the community from a physical and mental behavioral health area, there is a place for you to make a difference on an individual and family level, as well as an organization, business, public institutional level.
Is there anything else that you would like to add in our chat today?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've seen an amazing response this summer with all of the things going on with the pandemic and racial unrest. And one of the most encouraging signs is we're seeing people of all races, all culture, background, age groups from all over the city and even around the country looking at ways. And I believe it's not perfect what we have, but I believe people are beginning to recognize that there's a holistic, comprehensive model that they can participate in. And the big key is that each person does their part. If each person does their part, we can continue to accelerate and accelerate the progress that we have in Omaha and other cities around the country.
It's fantastic work. It's a wonderful organization. It is Empowerment Network. If you would like more information, you can go to empoweromaha.com for more information and to make contributions and get involved in the community, making Omaha a better place to live. He's the president and founder of the Empowerment Network, Willie Barney. Willie, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate, you know, the opportunity to speak with you. And like you said, you can go to empoweromaha.com for more information. And again, we celebrate the work of the partners. And a big part of what we do is we work together on a common vision, identify those partners, and even we subcontract with various partners to do the work. So that's a big part of why philanthropic efforts, investments make a big difference.